we see convergence on shared objectives, namely that we must prevent plastic pollution in all compartments of the environment while promoting a safe circular economy for plastic. On both accounts, we see convergence on the need to take a comprehensive approach that addresses the full life cycle of plastics, including upstream measures on production. Second, we see the need for a global monitoring and reporting framework, one that harmonizes definitions, methodologies, and formats, as well as reporting obligation and time frame. Third, we see a need for national action plans tailored to local, national, and regional circumstances. This plan will benefit from common approaches established at the global level on product design and labeling. In addition, in many countries, national plan development and implementation will require financial support for enabling activities as well as technical assistance. We believe this would be best delivered via a dedicated multilateral fund established specifically for this purpose. Fourth, we see the need for a coordination mechanism that aligns the actions and activities of other international and regional instruments, for which there are many, while avoiding unnecessary duplication. These are just few of the components, the building blocks that should serve as the basis for the development of a binding global agreement on plastic pollution.